lands. The birds dance in flight. The mountains stretch taller. The rivers gurgle praise. The air feels fresher. The sun glows brighter. All of creation sings loudly. And we will rejoice. The past is behind. The future in front. The prophets are true. The promise fulfilled. The word is breathing. The song is sung. The story continues and we will celebrate. The women weep. The men disbelieve. The women are surprised. The men are confused. The tomb is empty. The body has gone. The miracle has happened. And we will give thanks. Dawn has broken. The stone has rolled, the grave clothes folded, the angels are waiting, the women proclaim, the gardener has returned, death has been fooled, and we will shout, Alleluia. Hello, I'm Rory Hamilton, the minister of New Kilpatrick Parish Church, and happy Easter to every one of you. Thank you for your company today. Today I'm in the graveyard, but then where else would you be for the news of resurrection? Today we simply make space for that news, for that celebration. Christ is alive. There are no words left to explain, none big enough, poetic enough, wonderful enough, generous enough, intelligible enough to speak of today. All we bring are our feelings, our emotions, our wonder, our confusion, our fear, our hope, our joy, our amazement, our doubt, our praise. It is all we have. Risen Lord, you have defied our reasoning, disobeyed our worldly rules, laughed at our theories, rebelled against our presumptions, resisted our expectations, shattered our formulas. We have very little we can say except Alleluia, and we will gossip it and live it and be it and own it and shout it and dance it and proclaim it and sing it and declare it and whisper it and sign it and text it. Which is more than enough? Alleluia, risen Lord. May we use fewer words and live more Alleluias to share the good news of resurrection. Hear us together, sharing the global prayer. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. And there you have it. "I have seen the Lord." There is the whole gospel in five words, the whole hope of heaven, the whole affirmation of all Jesus stood for and everything he said. "I have seen the Lord." And Mary, the first Christian, the first witness, says it for us all. We've spent centuries since analysing that, turning it into doctrine, catechisms, proof texts. We have entire libraries built on trying to explain and theologize these five words. We've decided too that it is generally the men who are to do that. Well, let them go and get bogged down in dogma and creed and fights over heresy and denominationalism. Here's Mary, first at dawn with the first words of a new era, and introduces it with, "I have seen the Lord." Sometimes I wish we had just left it at that, these five words, instead of build a church around it and a system of belief and an institution. All that and all that comes with that. Just leave it here. "I have seen the Lord." But it didn't start there. These five words are the conclusion of a whole long story. John's gospel begins, if you remember, with the invitation, "Come and see." It's John's disciples and the earliest of Jesus' followers who are given that invitation. Remember, "Come and see." Let me remind you of that first incident in John's gospel. When Jesus saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" Or "where are you abiding?" Or "where are you being you?" And he said to them, "Come and see." And the whole gospel thereafter is the search and the finding and the discovery and the unveiling of Jesus. It's a long road of healing and teaching and discovery and confusion and betrayal and even death. And here, that first invitation of "come and see," lingering still in the background, its echo still there in the story, still hovering. And through the blur of grief and loss by the tomb, finally, someone, not just anyone, but Mary sees, "I have seen the Lord." The invitation finds its answer. But of course, it isn't an answer. It's just another invitation to witness, to reveal, to proclaim, to tell, "I have seen the Lord." And good enough was Mary in telling of it that her story and this story is still the first to be told today at dawn on Easter Day. There is our also simple faith, yet profound in its depth. "I have seen the Lord." There's no evidence, there's no logic, only a story to tell. And it is being told still, and we live and hope and believe in the echo of it today, trusting the words of that first person, the first woman, the first disciple to proclaim, and who still proclaims for us, with us, to us, "I have seen the Lord." My friends, today of all days, Let us believe her. The angels have hankies stuffed in their mouths, muffling their sniggers and giggling as they hide behind the stone, watching the broken women make their way to the tomb. Can they not hear the birds and the trees and the water and the bees and the air and the fish? They're all clapping their hands, and it is a roar. But grief becomes the women, and tears blind them, for they notice that the tombstone is gone and the grave is empty. What horror, what utter dismay. Not 3 days old and they have already stolen him. Now, whisper the angels to each other as they skedaddle from behind the stone, all prim and proper-like, brushing themselves down, trying so hard not to laugh, composing themselves, pulling on their serious faces for news of the biggest joke heaven has yet played. "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" they ask, almost regally, nearly getting away with it. But they can no longer hold it together and burst into an explosion of joy and laughter. The women look at them, horrified, confused. For the laugh of an angel sounds exactly like Alleluia. Go in peace, the peace of the resurrection, the good news that Jesus is alive among us, and share that with the world. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the common life of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.